Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Let's start with my past week, during which I managed to see 8 shows. Yes, I know there are only 7 days in a week, but there is something called 2-show days, or 2-day shows, whatever. Anyway, on and off off Broadway, they all were, and just about all of them were worthwhile. The biggest show, in terms of prestige and certainly length, is The Hills of California. Now, this is the latest from Jez Butterworth, the British playwright who gave us The Ferryman, Jerusalem, and other fine works, and it's directed by Sam Mendes, another great name. Here it's all about women, specifically one mother of a brood in a seaside town with no visible sea nearby, and she wants her daughters to become a singing stars, the next Andrews sisters. No, the show is not for the teen and the tween group. This is fine work, though it has 2 sort of negatives. The 3-hour commitment is one, and mostly the difficulty understanding the accents. Where are those subtitles when we need them? Now, I've talked to other people who actually left frustrated between acts. Still, the cast is excellent, most notably Laura Donnelly, who will find herself in Tony competition. However, I thought her final scene was repetitive and not quite up to the standards. But it may have been the fact that we were in our 3rd hour by then. The Hills of California is ambitious and ultimately very rewarding. And then in contrast, there was the smallest show making waves now, The Counter, written by Megan Kennedy, which comes from The Roundabout and is playing at its intimate Laura Pell stage. This one features a waitress and a customer who has an odd request for what to put in his coffee. Anthony Edwards is that customer, and he's a recognizable name and face from ER fame on TV and other New York stage work. Esteemed director David Cromer takes over here, which explains why this little play about seemingly nothing turns out to be about much more. Nice buzz for The Counter. And then there was Yellowface. Now, also a Roundabout production. This one is at its main venue on 42nd Street. Yellowface may be the most enjoyable show of my week, written by David Henry Hwang, who also stars. Charisma like this I haven't seen in a while. He previously won a Tony for M. Butterfly. Well, Yellowface is about that previous show and primarily about the challenges of racial casting. It's funny, timely, incredibly well performed by a diverse cast taking on multiple roles. This is almost being called more like a documentary on stage. Anyway, there's no intermission, just plain fun-filled fun. Now for Off-Broadway. Now, sometimes we don't realize what other talents many great performers have. I recently reviewed Pre-Existing Condition, the powerful play penned by actress Marin Ireland, for example. Well, this week I paid a visit to the Theater for a New City, this time to see actor Barry Primus's piece he wrote and directed called Soup in the Second Act. This one takes us behind the scenes of a troubled stage show. There's nice humor and pathos, but I'm not sure it's speaking to anything or anyone of interest at this time. When there are more people on stage than in the audience, well, that's a challenge. And several of the shows at what they call TNC face that issue. Still, it's an admirable way, a very old venue. Now, I might say there were female voices everywhere, particularly off-Broadway. The tiny WP Theater on the Upper West Side is premiering a new play by Mathilde Drapois called Dirty Laundry. Another woman's story here, a mother and a daughter, but yes, a father. And it's filled with emotion that manages to stick to the bones. Some harrowing lines like, the wrong parent died. Well, they make you feel and think about later. This was first showcased at the Playwrights Conference in Ojai, California, where I went to school, by the way. And producer Lori Bernhardt saw real potential and has guided this one along its journey. They're all women on stage except for Richard Mazur, who you'll recognize from TV. And you still have a few days to see the latest from the Upper East Side York Theater Company. It has been premiering a few shows. Icott Inundated, conceived and written by Alice Scovell, with the very clever songs by Christine Lavin. This is for anyone checking those dating websites and hoping for a match. It's a funny, funny show. More female power and emotion on the way Ashes and Ink is one to watch for, written by Martha Pesce, I hope I pronounced that right, and starring Catherine Erb, I hope I pronounced that right, Erbe. This will soon be opening a three-week run off Broadway. It's a family story focused on mother and son, and, well, addiction plays a role here. Also coming is Loneliness Was a Pandemic, a new science fiction drama by Olivia Haller. That one examines the loneliness epidemic in this country through the lens of, well, what else? AI. Now back to the big stages. The notable Broadway closing of the week was Water for Elephants, a circus romance adapted from Sarah Grund's best-selling novel. That one is closing on Broadway on December 8th, so you still have another month or so. It's the latest big budget musical to shutter during a challenging time for the theater business. Right up the street was The Notebook, who got the same notice. At the time of its closing, The Water for Elephants will have had 25 previews and 301 regular performances at the Imperial Theater. So last week, I also mentioned famous names behind shows, as in Angelina Jolie and Margot Robbie producing a few. Well, now comes Drag, the musical, which has announced the addition of Liza Minnelli, an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony winner, to its producing team. Recognized as one of the most iconic performers to ever stand on a stage, Liza Minnelli is making her off-Broadway producing debut with this one. It'll be presented at the Schubert Organization's New World Stages on West 50th Street. While Minnelli has previously produced her own concerts, Drag the musical represents her first venture into a full-length one with other people on the stage. That opens October 21st. Now, last week, I also mentioned that Andrew Scott is bringing his Uncle Vanya to New York, in which he plays every single character. Well, here goes another, making her hotly anticipated Broadway debut following her award-winning performance in the London production of The Picture of Dorian Gray. Australian star Sarah Snook reprises her portrayal of all 26 characters in the production. Snook was most recently seen, of course, in the hit series Succession. Over four seasons, she received an Emmy Award, two Golden Globe Awards, and a Critics' Choice Award. As always, it's nice to see so many actors who could just stick to TV and make a lot more money, challenging themselves and going back to where they began. Let's not forget Jodie Comer of Killing Eve fame, who won the Tony a few seasons back for Prima Facie, also a one-woman show. Next important show to open on Broadway, Our Town by Thornton Wilder. Does that sound familiar? I'll discuss it in more detail next week. But dare I say that Grover's Corner still manages to move us? Not a dry eye in that house. Finally, sadly, another man of theater, Ken Page, died this past week. I grew up hearing Jackie Wilson, Sam Cooke, and Nat King Cole, he had said. As a teenager, I loved Motown and records that aren't so overly pasteurized that they lose a feeling of energy. Well, his shows included Cats and The Nightmare Before Christmas and many more on stage and on screens. Ken Page had no shortage of energy, but sadly, he was only 70 when he died. So that's it for now. I will see you next week or at your local theater.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.